in. Ramping up his pre-election focus on immigration, President Donald Trump is taking aim at what he calls migrants, making a mockery of immigration laws. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. law holds that migrants who want to seek asylum can do so regardless of whether they enter legally or illegally. The president says he'll sign an executive order requiring that they go to legal ports of entry.
We'll no longer be able to use meritless claims to gain automatic admission into our country. We will hold them for a long time if necessary.
Saying the U.S. will build massive tent cities with help from the military. The first active duty troops have arrived at the border, with several thousand more expected to flow in. Though the Pentagon says they'll be in a supporting role, the president says he's told the troops to act if any migrants throw a rock at them.
Consider it a rifle.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oprah Winfrey is urging voters in the state of Georgia to make history by backing Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams in next week's election. Abrams is locked in a tight race with Republican Brian Kemp as she tries to become the nation's first black female governor.
She understands and she will serve the underserved of the state of Georgia.
Vice President Mike Pence is also in Georgia to stump for her opponent, Brian Kemp, and he mocked Oprah as just another of Abrams' quote liberal friends. President Trump continues his rallies for Republicans on Thursday. He expressed optimism for the midterms, though he noted that the Republican momentum has been blunted in recent days by the mail bomb scare and mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue. Toyota's recalling just over a million vehicles worldwide because of airbags that could inflate without a crash or fail to work, if there is one. This is VOA. Gay and transgender people in Tanzania